Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here at Margaritaville Island Reserve in Riviera Cancun. And this is a literally brand new resort. It opened last year, really during the pandemic, which is we'll talk about. And it really is a Margaritaville that kind of evokes the real spirit of Jimmy Buffett, I think, even more than some of the other properties I've seen. And I'm here with Grecia Lopez, who's the general manager, and I'm here with Diego Vasquez, right?
Almost. Velasquez.
See, I almost got it, but it was Diego Velasquez. So, and Diego just actually gave me a wonderful tour of the entire property, and we're going to learn much more about this wonderful resort from both of them on Insider Travel Report. Now, Grecia, first of all, thank you for hosting me. It's been wonderful. I've only been here a day. I feel like I'm getting relaxed now. It's great. Talk a little bit about the history of how this resort came to be, if you could. We said it opened in last July, right?
Hello. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome again to Margaritaville Island Reserve. Yes, we're opening. The first opening we do was in March, right. But since the pandemic, we closed a week later, and we reopen again on 1st of July.
Okay, so I got it a little wrong. So you closed in March, you reopened in July, and now you've been open ever since, right? Now that must have been tough for you, right? It was a tough time with COVID, right?
Right, it is. But we are doing all our protocols, and every day we are getting better with occupancy, and the people feel very safe with our protocols here.
No, and it is, and you do have good protocols here. But it is a small resort, though. It's only, 148 rooms, right?
Yes, it is. We are 148 rooms, different kind of rooms, like swim up suite, junior suite, different kind, but more than family-friendly hotel.
Now, Diego, talk a little bit about the whole spirit of Margaritaville that you have here so much and all the things that we saw just now. I mean, I was saying we don't have the music, and then you pointed out that codes, you have barcodes to give you the albums for Jimmy Buffett, right?
Yes, that's correct. So actually in here, you already feel the vibe of it. It's a Margaritaville concept, but now with a luxury touch of charisma, all right? So it's the first all-inclusive, so that's a really big deal. It's the first all-inclusive Margaritaville resort. And talking about every resort in Margaritaville, this one is the first in Mexico.
Now let's talk a little bit about the accommodations, the rooms. What are the categories, the different rooms that you have?
Yes, we have different kind of rooms, like swim-up suite, junior suite. The swim-up is the one you saw around the walkway, the one who have the pool in the balcony.
No, it is. It's really a great, but it's only 148, and they're all well appointed. Yeah. What's in the suites? I mean, with the rooms. I mean, tell me a little bit about my amenities there. What are the different things I have?
Okay, we have the accommodation. We have a king size or family suite where we have a king or two queen size bed and sofa bed. Inside of the room, you will find different kind of amenities, such as all the amenities, room amenities. You feel like you are in the bar because we have mojitos, the soap like mojitos flavors, and banana split and some others type of drink you can find also in the bar. Coffee machine like espresso.
Sure.
Not all the hotels have espresso machine inside of the room. And bill menu and many facilities inside of the room.
No, it's very comfortable, and then we just did see what your presidential suite, which was kind of cool, with a lot of room for families, right?
Yeah.
Now let's talk a little bit about the dining here, because I just had a wonderful meal in your Latina, which is your fusion Asian Latin restaurant. It was amazing. Tell me, Diego, a little bit about the different options we have for dining.
Okay, so right in here for dining, you will have four options, all right? Of course, waiting for having more people and waiting for having all of these opening at the same time. We'll have Latino, the fusion cuisine restaurant that you talked about, that will have Latin American cuisine combined with Asian spices and ingredients. Then we have Rita's Taco House, or Mexican restaurant, where you have, of course, a bunch of tacos.
I think I'm getting lunch there a little later. Can we leave now? I think I'm a little hungry.
But...
All right, let's do it. Let's have some tacos. Yeah, it's a fantastic place with a magnificent location. Also, we have the Beach House, the international restaurant. You have different options from seafood and, of course, our signature dish that will be the mac and cheese seafood. I recommend you try that one on the beach house. And of course, the last one that will be your premium dining experience, Frank and Lola's.
And that's an Italian restaurant.
That is our Italian trattoria. So in there, I'll recommend you to try the lobster lasagna.
There you go. Really nice. And the problem with this place, there are no bars, right? There's no bars at all, right?
No, we just have 6 bars around here, even more than restaurants, so as you can see.
They're all kind of themed with Jimmy Buffett things, right?
Exactly. So all of our places, from the spa to restaurants, bars, even the name of our buildings, like the one we're having right in the back, all of those have their own name. And those names are references to different songs, albums, or something related with the lifestyle of Jimmy Buffett. All right, so yeah, for example, right here we have the License to Chill bar, we have the 5 o'clock Summer bar, of course, we have the SOS, Stranded on the Sand bar, or as I told you, the buildings, right in here we are on the Hemisphere Dancer building, so everything is
a history. You told me every building here, every one of the room accommodations is based on a song or something. I think you said that right behind is the Hemisphere Dreams, which is actually his seaplane, right?
Exactly. The Hemisphere Dancer was the private seaplane of Jimmy Buffett. He was also a pilot. So yeah, you know, it is a fantastic story that the Hemisphere Dancer, you can see the name on it. And in every room, you'll find a little plane in there on the... in front of the bed, and that will be the Hemisphere Dancer. So
okay,
yes.
That's great. Now, Grecia, you also have a spa, right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the spa here.
Of course, even in the spa, every client can feel the experience of Margarita. For example, we have O Mexico. That means the treatment is prepared with agave, and some other like daiquiri in the menu. And you will feel the experience.
So I don't know whether to drink it or get it spread on my body.
Both of them, both of them. Can drink and feel. But it's a different kind of experience, massage, body treatment, and either therapy relaxing area.
Yeah, it really is. We toured it around. And then I think the treatments, the actual the things that they will put on you are, you have unique to you down in Mexico, right?
Yes, it is the first and right now the only place where we are using the Farmhouse Fresh brand. So as I told you, you'll see these different products in our services, you can also get them. And this brand, it's really good because all the products are natural, vegan, gluten-free, so that's fun. As you said, you can almost eat them.
Exactly.
I said, should I eat them or take them out? Now, the other thing is, it's interesting because, you know, many resorts will have a main pool, but here you have a number of pools sort of spread out, right?
Yes, it is. We have more than 3 pools, and the activity is not concentrated in one.
Okay.
We have different activities during the day, and depending on which one is the pool where we do. And live music, for sure. We have around here License to Chill in the afternoon,
right.
And also 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and then, of course, you have those swim-up pool areas with the beers, right?
COS is a swim-up bar,
yeah.
And nearby the swim-up room, you can go from the room to the bar.
And then, of course, by the beach, you've got some wonderful relaxation areas. We passed some amazing places, which, I mean, there's a fire pit, right?
Yes, the fire pit, it's a magnificent location. So at night, you can have a bonfire, you can have a romantic dinner on it. You just want the sunset, you stay there at night, and you'll have a magnificent time. And the beach, as you have saw, it is just fantastic. It is soft sand, it is really shallow, there you don't have waves. We have right in front of us the Caribbean Reef. So it is a fantastic, once you say paradise, you imagine this place.
A lot of nice little hammocks we see, the hanging chairs, we have lawn chairs, beach chairs. It's just, it looks relaxing, I gotta tell you, and that's what the whole thing is. You say chill, this is really a place to go chill, right? Let's talk about this, you opened just before you closed for COVID, then you closed and now you've been open again. Are you starting to see more people coming down now?
Yes, since months ago, we are growing in our occupancy. I assume the people feel more comfortable now with our protocols and also with the vacuum.
Right.
And now we are getting better day by day.
No, it's good. And I think you could really send your clients down here because it is a very different kind of all-inclusive. You know, I love the big all-inclusives, don't get me wrong, but this is a chill. This is a boutique all-inclusive,
yes.
If you will. So it's a little bit of a different take, and you really can relax down here. I mean, it really is amazing. Now, let's talk. Any other features of the resort you want to highlight?
Well, Do you remember that I show you about the interactive menus that we have, like the fortune wheel in here on the license?
Oh, yeah, that's right, where you can spin the wheel and get a drink. I like that.
Exactly. So we have a bunch of different little activities where you will have fun. You will have a little Margaritaville twist. And one of the most famous right now on social media will be the blender bikes. All right, so in this place.
Yeah, well, you'll see. Okay, let's cut to the video because I did it, okay? And then I drank it. So this is the issue. I didn't go to the fitness center, but I did go to that, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's our outside Margaritaville style fitness center.
No, that's great. Now, the other thing is you do have a kids club here, right?
Yeah. So we have the Park Kids Club. So this place is amazing for all ages, for adults, for grandpas, and of course for children. They will find the Park Kids Club, okay? That it's a perfect place where they can have fun inside with activities on it, like more looking for activities, more interactive, like, I don't know, hunting treasure, face painting, also making their own arrowheads. So they will have fun inside and also outdoors.
Well, you do have activities and you have a list of activities. You have the app, and we're all using apps now all over the place. If I didn't have an app, I couldn't eat, I think, these days. but they're not intrusive, I think. I don't have a sense that they're not on top of you doing the activities all the time, right?
No, we have a program of the day on the app, and also we have people who are promoting around the area, but it's not pushing the people.
Right.
We invite them if they want to come.
You can do it.
They can
do it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Now, anything else you want to tell our? We have about 85,000 travel advisors out there that watch us. I hope you're watching. Tell us a little bit. Anything else you want to tell our travel advisors out there about this wonderful resort?
Well, I think this one, as you said, James, it's a really different place. All right, in here we have this casual laid-back concept, but now combined with the luxury and all-inclusive service of Charisma. So basically we can say that it's a casual luxury hotel that is different from others. In here you have fun, you have relaxation, you have both. Whatever you are looking for, this is the place for it. I think it's really good for everybody that wants to come. Paradise is just waiting for you.
Don't forget about Joe Merchant, Diego.
Oh yes.
Oh, we did forget about this. It's a very unique system. You get points, right?
Exactly.
And then you can spend those points on the you know, food and beverages, right?
Yes, it is. In whatever all-inclusive hotel you find inside of your room, a mini bar stocked with different sodas or beer. Here in our Margarita Island Reserve is one of the characteristic and one of the bullet point we have, Joe Merchant Point. Okay. That means the guests with the key of the room can go there and select what they want to have in the minibar. Make a personal minibar.
Yeah, no, and that's right. And I forgot to do that yesterday. And I still have about 5,000 points, I think. I better get working. All right, like that. Mm-hmm. Like that. But now that is an interesting point that you don't find in other all-inclusives. It's a very unique thing. Once again, something, you know, kind of cool that's different. Now, anything else you want to mention?
And this is a family-friendly hotel.
That's exactly right. It is a family-friendly hotel, although you're building one for couples only that'll open up very soon, right?
Yeah. In the beginning of the next year, we're going to have nearby another Margarita Island Reserve, but just on adult only.
No, so that'll be great. And I think Charisma is also building a Nickelodeon, too,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Nickelodeon also for the July 1st will be open this year.
Well, I got to tell you, I love this property. It's an amazingly different kind of all-inclusive resort. It definitely has the vibe of Jimmy Buffett, and you have the expert on Jimmy Buffett right here, who knows more about Jimmy Buffett than I know. That's for sure. And he, you know, showed me all around, and it's been great. Well, thank you so much for hosting me here. It's been great to meet both you, Diego, and you, Grecia. Good luck with this wonderful property, and we hope to see a lot of people coming down and trying it out.
Okay, to say goodbye and welcome, we say fins up.
Fins up. Fins up.
Let's have some tacos.
Okay. let's go eat tacos. I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.